when you mentioned the pocketbook, do some women call that the purse?
Yeah, that there motor goes inside the pocketbook mostly. They carry purse too. That chains and stuff like that, you know.
Well, what about, you know, these things that some women wear on their wrists?
Bracelets. Either a bracelet or a wristwatch or one. A lot of men wear this copper stuff on their wrists, and they claim they keep down arthritis, rheumatism. I never did use it, but I've heard them using it.
Or sometimes women wear these things around their neck.
Yeah, they usually got pearls or either got some pretty locket or something like that on a chain or something.
Some kind of necklace or
necklace.
I don't know if you ever wore these things or not, but these things that men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Fender? Yeah, I wore them. I wore celluloid collars, too, with it attached to your shirt.
What now?
Celluloid collar. Used to use them when I was a boy, while we wore them old collars.
Were these those stiff collars?
Yeah. They have a shirt, you know, it didn't have nothing but just a little band around the top. And the back, the front, both. They had a little collar button go in the back, and there was one in the front. And you put that collar on them hooks. When you put it to, you have your tie in it, you know. And what you go and tie your tie. I used to wear a bow tie, mine.
Bow ties got popular.
Yeah, way back there. I've still got two or three in there. Won't ever wear them. Some of them wear them once in the Great Wall, you see one.
Well, they came back in style not too many years ago, you know.
Yeah, they wore them little string ties, bow tied and then string down, you know.
Have you ever heard men call their suspenders anything else?
Galluses.
Is that an old word?
Yeah, my dad used to always call them that, galluses.
Well, you know this thing that you carry out with you when it's raining to keep the rain off of you?
Parasol. That's about the only thing I know it's called. They got all kinds of them, little fancy ones, big ones too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one in my car somewhere around here that stays in there and must be 10, 15 years old.
Well, it seems like every one I get I lose after I keep it too long. I'm bad about that. Misplacing them.
Don't have that trouble. Or don't use it now.
Is that a parasol, same thing as an umbrella?
Same thing.
When you make up a bed, the last thing that you put over it, you call that the
bedspread? You use that. Well, I put one on all the time.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides bedspread?
Counterpin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it call that counterpin.
Would an older person say that?
Yeah, I think so. They quit calling them that now for most. You don't ever hear anything like that. Just bedspread, that old thing.
You know, sometimes when it's real cold weather, people will have a heavy one, kind of made different sections of cloth patched together.
That's a quilt. We hardly ever use that. We use electric blankets now.
Do people still get together and make those quilts like they used to?
Our sister makes them by herself over there all the time. Give them to her grandkids, of course. She probably got a dozen over there.
Mm-hmm.
Makes pretty ones.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of them too.
Mm-hmm.